Hello and welcome to Ghost A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched Wolf Cop from 2014. It's directed by Lowell Dean, who he's got a few things he directed. He directed something called Die Alone, which came out this year. It's some kind of zombie movie. He also did a Wolf Cop sequel. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. We got to see that.
Sure. We're posting this one on our anniversary.
Yes.
Do you want to explain why we're doing Wolf Cop on our anniversary?
Because you bought the DVD or the Blu-ray when we went on our first trip together to New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
I struggle.
Yeah.
This video was so long ago.
It really was. It's weird.
Yeah, this seemed like it was going to be some weird grindhouse kind of thing. So yeah, we brought along on our New Orleans trip, which was our first big vacation together. Had such a great time there. Uh-huh. We really need to go back.
Yeah, it was literally like the best vacation ever.
Yeah, but it's another one of those movies where we haven't seen it in a very long time. It was fun to revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we have a habit of picking some strange movies as our, like, relationship pantheon between Green Inferno being our first date and Wolf Cop being a movie that we saw on our first vacation together. Maybe we could have made some better choices. I don't know.
I don't know what was going on there.
But this is still, it's always going to be special because that was a special vacation.
Yes, it was.
This podcast is always going to be inextricably linked to our relationship because that's what this is about. And I don't know. Do we have any other movies that are like important relationship milestones?
I have to think really hard.
I mean, we'll have to watch Babadook because we both bonded over hating that movie.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't even know if I still would feel that way now. I think I was just kind of bitter about it at the time.
I was too.
Yeah. That's when I knew this is the right one. The fellow Babadook hater. When to this day, everyone talks about how incredible and influential that movie is. And it's just like, man, I guess I need to revisit that.
Yeah.
I think I was just being a hater-ass bitch.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is definitely, it feels like they did one of those like grindhouse trailers and then decided to make it into a full movie. Like that's really, that kind of sums it up.
That's a good description.
It's like somebody was just sitting around like, Wolf Cop, what does that look like? Because the movie, I mean, look, you know what it is. It's called fucking Wolf Cop. You know it's going to be campy. It's going to be like some very amateur like B-movie. And honestly, I think the only real complaint that I have about the movie is that, because you know what it is going into it. But I do think that the movie, it spends too much time with like the setup. And not enough time just getting buck wild with a wolf cop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you feel?
No, I think that's fair to say. I think this one definitely has, like, B-movie level special effects, which isn't bad. Like, it's fits the movie. They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're interesting, too. But, you know, yeah. Like, this isn't, like, some A24 film or anything.
Well,
like, it's,
I mean, we kind of know what to expect from this. Yeah. I'm not trying to be like a party pooper because it is what it is. But I think it definitely fits in that realm where it's like, if you're going to make a movie called Wolf Cop, like you kind of have to push everything to 11 for it to really work. You know what I mean? Because it is just such a silly concept. It's so evocative. And yeah, I think a lot of this, it's like I said, it's a lot of setup. And then there's a point like halfway through where it's like, all right, it's fucking Wolf Cop time. and because I mean, the movie, like, who cares about what the story is? I mean, it's a fucking cop that turns into a werewolf.
Yeah, the story is just there to move the, like, to move it along to get to the special effects.
Yeah. But it's like when they decide that it's Wolf Cop time, I mean, there's straight up like a montage of him modifying his police car to be like the wolf cop car, and like it really kind of goes all in on that stuff to really make it I mean it's like a B movie like superhero thing, you know?
Yeah,
complete with his wolf cop ride and everything. Yeah, I think the movie, it's very fun. It's a very silly idea. But it's like I said, it does feel like it just kind of doesn't push it hard enough to be really memorable.
Yeah.
I wonder if what the sequel looks like, if they're able to get more of a budget or anything. Because at that point, it's like there's no setup. It's got to just be Wolf Cop front to back.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'd watch it. It doesn't seem like you're interested.
I would check it out.
Okay.
Definitely. But it is very grindhouse. I mean, it literally reminds me of like Hobo with a Shotgun and The Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like both of which became actual horror movies and are both like pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you see Hobo with a Shotgun?
Mm-mm.
I think I saw that before I met you. It's silly. It's very fun.
I like silly horror movies like this. You know, it's,
yeah.
These are like, for me, they're like, I don't know if this is offensive, but they're like palate cleansers, you know,
yeah.
Like they're fun. But there's not too much you need to like concentrate on. They're literally there pure entertainment.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I think where I come down is, like I said, God, push it more. If you're going to have a fucking werewolf cop, he needs to be really fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it just didn't push it that hard. But I mean, I really think they came up with the concept up front and were like, all right, let's make a movie about this. And
I mean, they did it.
It feels very like kind of slapped together in that sense. But I don't know. I think I'm also not just like, I'm not a huge like grindhouse type fan.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't know. It's like, I think there's like this tiny little sliver that they can fit into. You know what I mean? But it's like, you gotta push it. Because otherwise, I think if you don't push it hard enough, it does tend to be kind of tepid, you know, like kind of.
I see what you're saying.
Because even like the gore effects and stuff, they aren't like crazy. But to be fair, I mean, we're coming off of like Terrifier 3 and Smile 2 and like and The Substance and all this shit. So it's hard to watch something like this, you know. And that's actually an interesting conversation that I think that level of gore used to be like it was totally these kind of underground weird movies like this that would really push the envelope with that stuff. And it was like, oh, we can't put this in the mainstream. It's too fucking wild. And here we are in 2024. And it's like, no, all of that shit has gotten picked up. And now like the big name Hollywood movies are pushing the envelope with this shit. So it's like, you got to do more than that if you want to stand out, you know? And I mean, this is from 2014,
yeah.
To be fair. But I do think that like, I love this as a concept, maybe more than I love it as a movie and my like special attachment to it.
Yeah.
We from seeing New
those.
Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to always make me kind of attached to this movie.
Mm-hmm. And we also, do you remember we went out for a walk in the French Quarter and there was a werewolf playing a violin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
That was cool. I think I have a picture somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I've always secretly been a werewolf, so.
Yeah.
Always going to have an affinity to this stuff.
Yeah, I love werewolves.
Obviously. And there were like some cool things. I mean, we might as well like, I guess we can get more detail in spoilers. I hate being wishy-washy about shit. Like, I'd rather love something or hate it. You know what I mean? But I just kind of, I can't bring the energy for this movie. I wish it just did more. But it's fun. It's not very long.
Well, I'll bring the energy in spoilers because, okay. I mean, how could you not be excited about the one thing I really want to bring up?
I don't know what that is.
We'll see.
I guess we'll find out. Let's just get to the fucking spoilers.
I feel like you have to know what I want to bring up.
Wolf sex.
Wolf cock.
What? Are you just talking about his first transformation?
Is his penis.
That's true. So I guess, yeah, whenever you have any kind of werewolf movie, there has to be focus on the transformation scene.
Yes.
And this one does some cool stuff. I mean, it starts with his dick. It's literally, he gets a weird dick that then starts the transformation.
Yes.
So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that?
I mean, it's there. Have you ever seen that before? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think American Werewolf was doing that.
They didn't really show that, did they?
No. I did think it was cool because I think in a lot of ways, the gore and stuff, it's like I said, I don't think they pushed it hard enough, but I did think it's cool. They went the avenue of like, you literally shed like all of your skin. Like he leaves his fucking face behind when he transforms. And I'm always going to like that type of werewolf transformation. I think it's just really cool when you're literally shedding your human skin.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
But I do agree with you. Like, it really, they really could have pushed it. And, you know, it could have been budget. Yeah, more cock. More wolf cock.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I don't know.
Budget, something?
Oh, I guess, you know, it's hard because you never know. Always, you don't know, like, what kind of budget or what kind of financing decisions had to be made.
Yeah.
So it's just like in visual effects, you know, like you don't know how much time or money is being put in, and you can't really blame the artist there.
I want to be fair to the movie. I'm not trying to like shit on it or anything.
No, I think that's clear. I mean, I enjoy this movie, but you know, obviously it's a certain grade of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's always what winds up being my hang up. Cause I like the trauma movies and shit. And when you're dealing with this level of indie horror, it does feel like, look, if you want to stand out, you gotta push the envelope a little bit and give people something like they've never seen before. And even though the wolf cop concept is like very silly, and you can see how they could really have fun with that, it just doesn't do enough with it. Because it's only like, it's like I said, it's halfway through the movie that we get this, and like I want to see wolf cop ripping the shit out of criminals, you know. I want him to be like really fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And I don't think we get enough of that.
Yeah, I see that, because there is a lot of attention to detail to the process of Wolf Cop and not like the execution of everything, like what's happening. I feel like we do miss out on that, but
well, it's summarized by him riding into the sunset in his Wolfmobile with the giant W on it. It's just, it feels like it's shouting like, fuck yeah, Wolf Cop, and expecting you to get excited just by that concept and then not really doing a lot with it, which is too bad because I want to see more from this thing, you know? And the villain being like just a shapeshifter was like, okay, like, come on, man. I want to see him fighting another monster or something. I want to I want to really see it going further than that. But, I mean, the movie's pretty funny. Definitely pushes some, like, really cornball stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the big sex scene.
Yeah.
The werewolf sex scene.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it, you don't see that shit in the other werewolf movies, huh?
No. Not really, no.
Yeah, stuff like that, it feels like it is suitably, like, over the top and corny and everything, and that's all fun.
I mean, you know, the story is kind of generic. It's low-life cop living in a small town in love with the barmaid that turns out to be a shapeshifter, you know.
Yeah. Was it like, it felt like all the main characters were, like, shapeshifters?
I think so. I will say I was confused by that, because, like, the one guy that seemed to be his friend was not his friend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was one of the shapeshifters.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of liked that guy being his friend because he had a little sidekick, but then it was like, oh, okay.
No, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate to say it. These are like the most difficult movies to talk about because it's like there's just not a lot there to talk about. I guess these are the ones we could just have, like, very small episodes.
We don't always have to go, like, 45 minutes.
But it's too bad it kind of falls into the trap of just, like, relying too much on the concept. I think that is definitely the weakest part of the whole thing. And it does make me wonder more about the sequel, because at that point, it's like, we're already there. We already got the wolf cop. Like, you kind of have no excuse to just be like balls at a wall the whole time.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out at some point.
It's been almost 10 years since the movie came out.
Yeah, I don't know when the sequel came out, and I'm not going to look. But it was fun to revisit, for sure. I don't know. I don't really got anything else.
We don't got to have anything else.
Okay. So you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. How about this? Below Five Nights at Freddy's, above Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Okay. You had to really think about that. That puts it at number 64 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Let us know if you have any movies that maybe aren't the best movies, but you have some special attachment to them for some reason. Because this is going to be tied forever to our memories of going to New Orleans.